From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. An airliner flying from Dubai has crashed while trying to land in the southern Russian city of Rostov-on-Don, killing all 62 people on board. Russia's emergencies ministry said the aircraft, a Boeing 737 operated by Dubai-based budget carrier Fly Dubai, crashed Saturday morning, and most of those on board were Russian. Russia's investigative committee said in a statement that its theory is that human error, bad weather, or technical failure contributed to the crash. The committee said that both of the plane's flight recorders had been recovered undamaged. The recordings could help make clear what happened in the moments leading up to the crash. At least 5 people have been killed and at least 36 others wounded in a suicide bombing in Istanbul. Dorian Jones reports from the Turkish city.
Officials say the Saturday explosion happened on Istiklal Street, a wide boulevard usually full of shoppers and pedestrians at this time of the week. Turkey is already on high alert after recent bombings in the capital, Ankara, claimed by Kurdish rebels. And in the lead-up to the Kurdish Spring celebrations Monday, security forces are continuing a crackdown against the rebel Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, in towns and cities in the predominantly Kurdish southeast of Turkey. Istanbul Governor Varship Shaheen explained the decision to ban Nevroz Kurdish New Year celebrations.
Nevroz'la ilgili ilimize gerekli her türlü tedbirler en üst seviyede alınmıştır.
He says the government received several requests for celebrations, but rejected them in consideration of the safety of people who would attend the events. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The top suspect in the terror attacks on Paris last year was discharged from a hospital in Brussels Saturday and will face official questioning and a fast-track extradition to France. After an Emergency Defense Council meeting at the presidential palace in Paris, Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve called Saleh Abdeslam's capture in the Molenbeek area of Brussels Friday an important blow to the terrorist organization Daesh in Europe. Cazeneuve said that France would continue to equip law enforcement and keep security tight as the threat level remains extremely high, adding that France must maintain the vigilance in proportion to the threat level. Abdeslam and a suspected accomplice were injured when they were captured by police Friday. Sven Marie is Abdeslam's lawyer.
Well, I can tell you that he's collaborating with the Belgian justice and that we will refuse the extradition to France.
The international police agency Interpol called on countries to be extra vigilant at their borders, saying accomplices of Abdeslam may try to flee Europe after his capture. The U.S. Coast Guard says a cruise ship rescued 18 Cuban migrants off the Florida coast on Friday, ending a dangerous voyage in which the migrants said 9 other travelers died. The migrants were picked up just west of Marco Island by Royal Caribbean's Brilliance of the Seas, which was destined for Cozumel, Mexico. The migrants said they'd been at sea for 22 days and were being treated for severe dehydration, according to the Coast Guard. Well, according to Miami television station WFOR, the Coast Guard has reported more attempted crossings by Cuban rafters since the thaw in the United States and Cuba relations began in December 2014. A Brazilian Supreme Court justice is blocking former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva from accepting a cabinet appointment that would have helped the ex-leader avoid corruption charges. Late Friday, Justice Gilmar Mendes said Lula's cabinet post could amount to an act of fraud against the Constitution. Cabinet ministers in Brazil have immunity from prosecution in criminal court and can only be tried before the Supreme Court. 3 more astronauts are on the International Space Station Saturday, including Jeff Williams, who's about to break an American record. Williams was the first astronaut welcomed onto the space station. In 6 months, he will have spent more accumulated time in space, 534 days, than any other astronaut in U.S. history. The Israeli military says its forces have shot and killed a Palestinian who attempted to attack Israeli soldiers on the occupied West Bank. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.